This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Now we're in a transition a little bit.
Welcome back. Mullin Haugh, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, broadcasting live from the Score's Hyundai Studio, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. A lot of people to thank, starting with Ruthie Polinsky in for Mully today. That was fun.
So much fun.
It flew, right?
Just a blast with you always.
You went fast.
Can't get enough of each other.
So we want to thank also everyone who was texting. We had a lot of texters today. Good calls. And everyone who contributed. Most of all, thank you for listening on this Monday, the 17th of February already. Goodness sakes. President's Day. Happy President's Day, as we know from our last segment. Also, thank you to our executive producer, Dustin Rhodes.
1 to 10, your thoughts of the format?
10 being the best.
Yes.
A 0. Sucks.
Draymond Green speaking on behalf of America with his TNT assessment of the All-Star game. Thanks also to Brandon Fryer for finding us all the sound we used.
I don't understand that a lot of people have quit on us. And well deserved. If you hate me, absolutely, man. Great. If you think I suck, if you think I can't coach, I'm with you, man. Good. Good for you, because you're allowed to have opinions. You think I should be fired? Good for you. You're allowed to have opinions, right? A lot of people have given up on this team. They've given up on me. I don't really give a damn. I believe in myself, and I believe in these guys.
That was Micah Shrewsbury, the Notre Dame basketball coach, who had a nice little rant that ended after 2.5 minutes with him striking the microphone off of the table. And I'm told by people who cover that team on a regular basis, he's not a bad guy. He just had one of those moments that everybody has from time to time. But that was after the latest Notre Dame loss, and they are having a difficult season in South Bend. All right, now it's time to bring in Layla Rahimi back from sabbatical or vacation, one of the two, and Ryan McGuffey in for Dan and Marshall. How's it going?
What's up?
Yeah, good to be back.
Welcome back.
Thanks.
So you had quite the trip.
She was filming White Lotus.
I was. I'm alive. I was in Thailand for... I guess
Thailand.
Yeah, it was like 10 days total. Like 8 days there, I guess. I don't know. I'm kind of somewhat jet lagged. I got back yesterday, but
you got back yesterday.
Wait, is there tears or any kind of crying?
My total hours of travel time coming back were about 34 and a half.
That's a lot.
Oh wow!
That's that's the hook.
So the
it's hard to get there. Phenomenal.
How much caffeine am I getting? Well, I flew west. So I went from here to Doha, Doha to Phuket.
Wait,
so then I'm going.
Did you have a good layover in Doha?
I had a good time.
How
at the
great
Doha
is that airport? Unbelievable airport. One
what
of the greatest in
the world.
It's not
Doha
really an airport.
Dave,
it's
you
like
want to go
mall.
Offline and talk about Northwest Indiana?
Anyway,
talk about the region. You
it's
know.
Qatar Airways.
Have ever been to Dyer?
And I
gorgeous.
Frankly did ask if I needed to wear a headscarf. Because my dad has two passports. Yeah. So like he's got the Iranian passport. So technically I could have it. But
so what's the weather like in
my
Thailand?
My grandmother used to wear a scarf inside, but I didn't wear a scarf and I was okay. So I was
right now
I was
in Thailand.
With that. It's 89 humid and sunny. It's just like Houston.
Well, thanks for bringing it back.
So I've been outside every day. And I wore SPF 50, but I still got way too dark. So,
okay. Do you hear these first world problems? I still got way
I know,
too
you
dark.
Sun kissed. No. We're all just crying in the 5-degree weather.
I have a roadmap of weird tan zones.
You can get
right
a good
now.
Tan if you're out today. You can get burnt today.
And then I got off the train, and then the hawk just hit me in the face. Like the wind was
brutal.
So strong.
It's going to get worse. Tomorrow is going to be it's the coldest day of the week, I think.
When the degrees are like on one hand, you can count them. Mm-hmm. That's the I woke up to my building like contracting. You get that noise, you know, in the high rises where it like pops. I was like, yeah, I'm back.
You're back.
I did get to watch the Super Bowl.
In Thailand?
Yeah, that was a 6:30 in the morning kickoff.
Was that how kind of experience was watching the Super Bowl in Thailand?
Well, I clearly was silly to say that I couldn't bet against the Chiefs. My word.
Nobody would have remembered that unless you told them that, but now you reminded us that you were wrong.
I have guilt. I have guilt because that was steamrolling.
Yeah. That's 30,000 foot view way after the fact.
No, that's what I was thinking when I was watching. I was like, dang. This Eagles offense is fabulous. And I was like, eh. I guess the Chiefs didn't have the best season after all.
So, Guff, you had a good interview on Saturday with Bruce, with Matt Shaw.
Yeah.
He's a really mature
Speaks like
rookie.
A 28-year-old vet.
Polished.
He speaks like he's 28 or 29.
But he just kind of casually dropped in there, you know, the oblique. And it's.
I know. I was surprised he was even going
to. I've been grinding for 2 months, but it's no problem.
Yeah. Obliques are. Did you read between the lines a little bit there?
Yeah.
It's like, I feel good. I'll be back next week. I'm kind of cleared today. I'm like,
Ruthie said it this morning. Like, obliques are a concern. That is not an injury that goes away easily.
I had to ask if that was a soft tissue injury. It is, in fact.
It is.
So, I learned. You learn something new every day.
It's a soft tissue injury, hard to heal from.
Yeah.
I would be slow playing that. How much time does he need to ramp up seriously? I would be. The only thing when he said that council has told him, like, you don't need to be ready for the first spring training game.
He's a rookie. He needs another year to ramp up. He might not be ready for
major league. I'm talking about the spring.
I know, but you don't.
That's why I don't mind the Bregman thing, but Justin Turner, you got it. And I know Bruce this morning said, and you said it the other day too, that, you know, he hasn't played much third, but you got to get some kind of veteran. You have to. Even if he was healthy.
How about Gage Workman?
I think the problem, though, is, and you guys brought it
up. Hope and faith, man, that's Chicago.
You brought it up on Friday's show. I like the concept of Justin Turner, but I don't know that the Cubs conceptually like paying a veteran that much money to platoon. Like, Dustin brought it up, too, just how
Layla,
much money they're
all,
paying
let me
that's
stop
not
you right
on the
there.
Books.
Yeah.
I'm very impressed that you referenced Friday's show when you were in Thailand.
I had 30 hours to listen to podcasts.
Oh, right.
Okay.
Of course I downloaded Mully
and done.
Ma.
Well done. All right. Yeah, I feel like I love the idea of prospects. I love the idea of the youth. And, you know, everything is possible. But in this case,
I don't.
I'm a little bit cautious.
I don't. I'm done with the hope and the faith. That's all we are. This whole city's hope and faith. Well, what happens if Justin Fields? What happens if Caleb Williams? What happens if these five guys hit? The White Sox did a complete rebuild that failed because of hope and faith. Develop. That's a lot, man, for a team that wants to win 90 games and go to the World Series, that they got three guys in their lineup that need to take another step, some who need to take a major step. You have PCA. You have Michael Bush. You have Matt Shaw.
I agree.
That's a third of your
Miguel
lineup.
Miguel Amaya is four.
Miguel Amaya, four.
Yeah, I've said that. And
so
that's
half of
that.
Your...
yeah, I get it.
There,
I know.
You're right, though. There is a lot of
hope and faith, man.
And prayer that this is going to work out. You did the right thing by getting the big bat, but the problem is you
then you got rid of another one
exactly.
to get him in here.
Yeah. You need both.
Hope and faith.
They're in the right division, though.
I'm still...
Ben Johnson, hope and faith.
I was going to say, everything's better, though, because Ben Johnson's here.
We just keep passing the buck. It's like, Ben Johnson, yes.
Whenever you get sad, you just go look at Ben's face.
Yeah, certainly not the Bulls.
Did you watch hockey Saturday night?
I did. My wife and I tucked into the... we have a secret spot that I'm going to be public about, but we love the Gibson's Rosemont Bar. Nice little tuck away. No reservations. Just pop in, sit down, had it on.
Really?
Gibson's Rosemont is top notch.
Yeah, I'm also giving away about where I live.
I take family there when I'm visiting.
If you sneak away, like the line to reservations, I thought it's always laughable. It's like, let's just go in the bar, tip back corner, boom, sit down.
Love a bar.
No resi, just veteran move is what I call it. That's a veteran move.
Yeah.
You just walk in, you just sit at the table when everyone else is like, is this, no, you just sit down. Anyway, the Four Nations tournament was on.
Did you like it? I know you're not a big hockey guy necessarily.
Oh, don't pigeonhole me.
I'm not pigeonholing you. I know, you know.
This is a guff for all seasons.
I know he's a guff for all seasons.
I liked it. Yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
There's a lot to like.
Well, there's the floor. I mean, the All-Star games suck across the board. And what, at least the NHL did something innovative that was cool and refreshing. And it, clearly the ratings, it was a big ratings win. I've determined that All-Star games are only cool if you go to them as a fan.
Four Nations, though, has been there. Like, it's just the NHL is participating now, which is what makes it great.
That's such a hot take. No, is that who you've been hanging out with? I mean, who are you hanging out with that have such a hot take? You have to enjoy an All-Star game by going?
Do you think there's a shot
game?
Or no shot that you're going to be at the game?
Take that.
I have watched baseball All-Star game.
And you enjoyed it, right?
Weren't
there.
Why did the NBA do this BS format that they did?
But that's an entirely different thing. Okay, you definitely are learning from the wrong mentor.
Ooh, because
the big picture thing.
All-Star games suck.
NBA All-Star games.
Look at the ratings across the board. You guys are big. Everyone cares about the ratings everywhere, right? Look at the ratings for All-Star games.
Baseball.
You guys
All-Star
all sit
games.
There and pump the ratings left and right. So pump the ratings to these badass. These
baseball
games suck.
Baseball All-Star games are
suck.
Still worth going to.
Yes.
Worth watching.
No, they're not. I'd rather be on a boat and a beach than watching an MLB All-Star game. It means nothing.
Hear me out. You can do both.
You can be on a boat in a rage and if you're Layla in Thailand watching the Super Bowl.
But you know what I thought?
Are you watching the Four Nations tournament in Thailand?
I did watch highlights because I'm a weirdo. But I will say this. Do you know what is frustrating, though? I remember watching All-Star last night. You know what I thought of.
I turned it off for half a second.
I was like, remember the All-Star game in baseball when the Rangers had to lose the 2011 series because they didn't count it and the American League lost.
They're all trying to be cute. I remember that series all too well. They're all trying to be too cute.
It's
like,
nice,
well, we need this hook or this niche or this something for people to watch or care, or the players to care.
The players to care. That's a bigger problem. And when the players care, more people will care.
Am I wrong for liking the tug of war that happened at the NFL All-Star Games?
Did you
guys watch that? I thought that was hilarious.
I loved it.
Dumb,
I don't need Layla. To see.
It was. No. It was fun.
I don't need to watch relay races of grown men on a Saturday.
I like watching athletes do athlete things that only they can do. Like they casually tumble or they're casually like defeating everybody in tug of war.
To your point, I enjoy the quarterback throwing at the numbers.
Yeah, that's kind of fun. The old QB challenge.
Those are fun. And it's fun. I said this on our show. Like, I always love All-Star games because I love seeing like rivals be teammates. Like, I love seeing guys that typically hate each other like chop it up. Like, I enjoy that personality part of an All-Star weekend. I think you're a little jaded by the NBA because like no one hates each other in the NBA anymore. They're all buddies. They're all best friends.
Like, they screwed it up too. By doing that whole draft, like not just this year, but when they broke away from East versus West, to your point,
I don't understand the format.
That got rid of any type of hatred or rivalry or anything
else. The format was intended to benefit TNT more than anything.
It's a real problem.
It was
though,
a TNT
when
commercial.
We don't understand the format.
Did you watch any of SNL 50?
I was going back and forth. I had to.
Okay, so I watched all of it because whatever that All-Star game was, first to 40, I could watch a couple of kids do that today at a gym. I mean,
you watch the entire SNL without going to the All-Star game?
I multi-TVs. I learned from my mentors, you and the other guy. So gotta have my multi-TV. My son had the All-Star game on. He's sick as a dog. So I would keep going down there and being like, yeah, this still sucks. NBA, what NBC did, it was brilliant because they have obviously the NBA contract next year. They knew they were getting NBA eyeballs, so they ran a ton of new promos, NBA promos, during SNL, and it was fantastic. A lot of the promos, a lot of the commercials, hey, coming in 25, NBA All-Star game coming
smart.
In 26. Absolutely.
Smart. Oh my gosh, I didn't pick up on that, but I was going back and forth too. I actually thought it
really
was
smart.
Really interesting to have that. I thought it was crazy that Kevin Hart wasn't at SNL 50. Like
he made the wrong choice.
NBA paid him probably.
He would have looked taller at SNL.
He did have a funny line. Next to Shaq, unbelievable.
Yeah.
He would have looked like six foot one next to Chris Kattan.
Next to Shaq.
He could have been next to Chris Kattan.
You're supposed to put the shortest person on the ends and the tallest people in the middle. That would make it look less obvious. That was hilarious. He was in the middle.
He made the wrong choice.
The Tyler Perry line was pretty funny, though. The fact that Shaq couldn't hear it, though, was an issue.
They are funny.
I mean, like the Draymond stuff, which, you know, you guys have been playing. We'll get into it. Adam Silver cannot be happy about that comment. But that's what you get when you hire Draymond for the... For the broadcast.
That's also what you get when you let people speak their minds. That is the beauty of the NBA.
They should invite that. What else you guys got today?
What else do we have? Well, Guff is obviously on point, so I just want to let
fire.
I want him to let it rip. Woo. I haven't worked with Ryan McGuffey in way too long. We were colleagues at NBC
Sports.
It's
an NBC Sports Chicago.
Chicago
reunion. We got Mark Schanowski, Tony Andracki.
All of us here, obviously.
All of us here.
I'm thrilled to just work with you. Yeah, I'm clear to just work with you today. We will get into the Draymond Barkley comments. We got to talk about what happened in Champaign with Terrence Shannon Jr. There's a new Bears video.
That felt intentional to me.
You and Dustin conspiracy.
I'm with you, Dustin. I think you don't. How do you not dry run
Dustin
that?
Dustin doesn't get credit for his takes that are not like the Bears stadium.
He should get credit for it.
How do you not dry run that?
Great question. Everybody else in sports does.
Because I had jet lag and because I love the Bears YouTube channel, which I've talked about multiple times on this station, I was perusing their YouTube and they dropped a video. So there's some fresh sound in there.
Good stuff.
Yeah, some news you can use, comments from Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams that I think are valid, so that'll be at 11. Mark Schanowski to continue our NBC Sports Chicago weave is at 11:25. High noon, and Guff has a great story. The Athletic had a story that dropped last night. Ken Rosenthal just taking a blowtorch to Cubs ownership. So we got to look into that.
That's at
11. Tony Andracki, also formerly of NBC Sports Chicago, now with Marquee at 12:25. On the plane back, I finally saw the Iron Claw movie. And if you care about wrestling at all, I think it's worth a discussion.
You got a cricket somebody?
That's a big if.
Oh, we got wrestling listeners on this show. We want to bring back your interview with Matt Shaw from Inside the Clubhouse over the weekend. It's a holiday. That'll be at 1 o'clock. 1:25, Matt Miller on the draft. And then a transition with Mark Rohde and Dan Wiederer.
We'll wrap it up. That's a combo.
Take the North.
All right.
Take the North podcast.
Have a great show, guys.
Thank you.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.